It's July 9th, 1981. We're out at the lab interviewing Roxy Ikawana on bone identification and artifact identification. There will be several seconds, perhaps 2 minutes of tape unrecorded here before Roxy's voice comes on.
There's a notch in the middle here to hold the rope.
Okay. In.
They used that to make a handle for the seal oil poke.
Poke.
P-O-K-E. Poke.
Okay.
The container for meat.
Okay.
Or blubber.
Uh-huh.
And they have to have something like this on the flippers out in the on the feet.
Uh-huh.
For two men to carry it.
Okay.
When traveling. That's the type they use.
All right. Have you ever have you used one of these for that?
Yes, yes. I have. Okay. When I was hunting younger person.
And was this the sort of thing that you would make? Well, you make it beforehand because there's not a lot of wood out there.
Yeah. Well, this usually happens along the coast.
Right.
Not okay. Up inland.
Right.
Where you hunt seals and ugrus.
Uh-huh.
And this, the size of this wood is plentiful at the time.
Uh-huh.
In little pieces. You can always make it out of any scrap.
Right.
So that is just what this one is.
Okay.
Make a handle for, of course, just a piece of a stringer.
Right.
That cannot be broken by lifting a poke of oil.
Okay. All right. This is from House 8, number 602. And it's a shaped piece of bone with some notches in it.
Is that the hole here? Mm-hmm. I don't know about this. It seems like the it's almost looks like the type that I mentioned earlier. That could be the sharp edge of the wooden shovel.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah. But these. I don't know.
You know, perhaps something broke off there, do you think?
Well, probably after it is broken off or before.
Uh-huh.
Somebody might have just not just these
right.
Experimenting or what.
But you think this edge was used for,
yeah,
for a shovel?
This is a sharpened edge, uh-huh. You see. Uh-huh. And here's this part that
fits
into the wooden shovel.
Okay.
Here's the hole that holds the thing.
To the shovel, to the wood, okay.
To the wood or what, I don't know, but it's... here's one, to the wood, here's
one. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I see. Have you ever made one of these?
This can be, these two. These two holes can be to run the lashing.
Uh-huh.
Made out of baleen.
Baleen, okay.
The handle, the wooden shovel would be like that.
Right.
And this one hole, and the other one hole that goes with the into the wood.
Into the wood, right.
And that way they
lash it around.
Lash it around.
Right.
Just so far apart. Well, I don't know about this, how, why they did that, if this is the sharp edge of the wooden shovel.
Hmm.
This must have been made out of whale bone.
Whale bone, okay. All right, we have house 8, number 197. Bone with a hole in it.
No. I have seen some handles. This might have been broken off one time.
But what sort of hand?
Or it could be some kind of a handle for something.
Uh-huh.
Or to shield something.
A knife or something like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
What I was just about to mention is if this could be long enough for that long. The part here would be missing,
right
up to here, and it had the point made out of what do you call those flat stones?
Slate.
Yeah, slate. Something like that. Slate. That the type that they make. Into knife.
Right.
And that part would be over in here at the point. These are to shave the shaving tool.
Okay.
Or wood or something.
Or wood. Okay.
Making bowls out of a pan out of a big
right
piece of driftwood.
Yeah, driftwood, okay.
Which would be made out of driftwood, which had the bottom part, the big part of the trees, you know.
Right.
I don't know what you call those. We call them mumana.
The trunk or the stump,
yeah.
Maybe?
The trunk, okay.
The tree here and the roots stretch out. We call them mumana.
Okay.
Call them trunk. They make those pans out of that and the shovels and things like that.
Okay.
So, if this one here has served for that purpose one time, it may have been the broken part, and after it probably it is broken, someone must have made it into the shape.
Okay.
Or something, I don't know. Here's the hole, if it is, for that, to have a little handle of a piece of rope made out of sealskin.
Uh-huh. So, what would you call the name of that tool, that chisel tool?
Millik. You mean,
The one you're talking, right.
Yeah, millik.
Millik.
Millik. I have seen the ones that are made. The point that is made out of a saw blade or some soft metal after they begin to use those steel. Even the wrapping, the binder for the keg.
Right.
These they use.
Uh-huh.
So they can, because they can bend that and shape it,
right,
and make a hollow, something like that.
Right.
They had to, make small streaks of marks.
Mm-hmm.
They would use that also.
Okay.
They call that mildew. I don't exactly know what this one here has been made out into.
Not yet. Probably. Do you think that would be whale or something? Because it's so heavy? The bone. I see. Do you know what kind of bone that is?
It may have been either the rib of walrus or something.
Okay, great.
This part here is soft, you know.
Right.
It could be the part of the walrus rib.
Okay. And you've seen people use that other tool, the Melek. You've seen people use those tools many times.
They use those mostly in making kayaks or make handles for something or paddles, things like that.
Okay. All right, we have, what else do we have? Oh, a lot of donated collections. This is surface collection number 30. It's a band of baleen, I believe.
This one, this is the shape that most the top of a bowl.
Bowl, okay.
It seems like the some part of it is missing.
Uh-huh.
And the bottom. Just like a dish.
Oh, okay. Now, what would the bottom be made out of?
Same thing.
Same thing, baleen.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
How did they fit those together, the bottom and the sides?
They would kind of make a groove on the inside, like you do in a barrel.
Right.
The top or the bottom. Make a groove. And if they have to, they would sew it using the baleen, like this one here.
Uh-huh.
Sew the bottom into that. And they would use these for to put things or small things, like they use this as a box or something like that.
Okay. Would that have to be watertight? Would it be used for that?
It doesn't have to be watertight, okay. But if they have to make it watertight, they use a pitch.
A pitch, okay.
Made out of seal oil.
Seal oil, okay.
Or oak root oil.
So it could be watertight?
It could be watertight.
Okay.
Even in here too, they could put that just like almost like a glue, because it's kind of sticky and
right.
It sticks into there.
Right.
And really dry like that.
Okay. Is this the sort of thing that a man would make or a woman would make?
Man would make it.
Okay.
If the woman is smart enough, like Beverly here, can make one like that. I don't know. But these they use for some containers.
Right.
They would make them also in big bowls.
Uh-huh.
Depends how big they want them.
Right.
You see the base of a baleen, a big one, is just about that wide.
Uh-huh, okay.
You've seen that. So, in order to make it a big big bowl like that, they'll have to kind of make it oval shape like this one here. Uh-huh. This might be the original shape of this one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Another surface collection, this is number 29, stone or hard bone, some sort of piece, shape.
I don't know.
Does it look like it's been, that's the finished piece, or do you think maybe somebody stopped in the middle of making it?
It could be, yes, it could be, but okay. It's still all over. But, this has been shaped.
Uh-huh.
If it is not finished for something, I don't think this would be shaped like that.
Right.
Probably someone may have make this one just for the fun of it, or I don't know. Hmm. I cannot make anything out of it. I don't know.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No.
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 No. This is surface collection number 27. Piece of bone, I believe, with a hole in it.
Broken piece. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This I cannot make out what has been made into. I don't know. It just might be the broken piece of some kind of a tool or something.
Okay.
I cannot make out.
Okay. I forgot a question on this, on number 29. Well, what kind of material is this? Do you know what kind?
It's a bone, yes.
It's bone, okay.
Yeah. A whale bone, piece of whale bone.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. All right, surface collection number 26.
That is just a piece of a terrible antler.
Okay.
The point.
Do you think that's been used for anything, or it's just a piece?
I don't know. It may have been just been cut off in order to make the thicker part of it into something.
Okay. Okay.
It seems like that this one here is just a caribou antler or something.
Okay.
Unless you could make that out of the bone from the body of an animal.
Right.
But I never did see anything shaped like this.
Okay.
In the animal itself, other than that caribou antler.
Right.
That's the way I figured it out.
Right. But you don't think that was used as a tool or anything
no,
like that?
No. Okay. Just a piece that has been cut off.
Okay. Right, surface collection number 25, cut piece of hard bone, I believe.
This is bone, probably the rib of some kind of an animal, if it is not the antler.
Right. Rib of.
Somebody started to make a spearhead,
uh-huh, or
shields or ubuk, by the shape of this.
Uh-huh.
Never finished it.
Okay.
It could be that long, or could be that flint or something, slate,
uh-huh,
into here.
Okay.
So we are to finish it to make a spearhead. I think that's just what it is.
How would they have attached it to the spear?
They make a hole.
Okay.
Over here.
Uh-huh.
And
you put the piece of wood.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pin would be in the handle itself, the staff.
Right. Have you made one of those before?
Hmm?
Have you made something like this before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
One I made out of metal.
Metal
or brass.
Brass. Okay.
We put the hole right over across,
uh-huh,
in order to put the string into it.
Right.
Okay. This is unfinished spearhead.
Spearhead. Okay. Right, this is surface collection 24. Two pieces of bones with holes drilled in them.
Could be the bowls.
Right.
Made out of the bone from the feet of, I don't know.
It is.
It's not from caribou.
Right, okay.
It's, they could be from ugru.
Okay.
The base of the flippers.
Right, down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, down there.
Right. We talked about bulls before, I think.
Yeah.
Right. All right, this is surface collection number 23. A hard piece of rock or bone with several holes drilled in it. I don't know how much you read through that for,
but it's a bone.
Bone, okay.
That's the adze.
The adze, okay.
Limon. They had the wooden handle over here.
Uh-huh.
So, and the handle had the hole over here, and they strap it through these holes.
Okay.
And a blade made out of
chert or stone or metal?
Stone.
Stone, okay.
Sometimes they had these made out of, let's slip out of my mind.
So,
jade.
Jade.
Yeah, jade.
Okay.
Zignok.
What was that?
Isignak.
Isignak.
Eskimo word.
Okay.
So, that is it. That's a tool to chip a wood.
Right.
And they are making out, making something into paddles or snowshoes or anything like that.
Have you used one of these before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Only it's a modern type.
Right, right. I was just wondering. Yes.
Yeah. My stepfather had one like that.
Uh-huh.
And I have lost it. Probably somebody took it. So this is Uliman.
Adz. Okay. Getting to the bottom here. We have surface collection 28, shaped piece of bone.
I don't know. I don't know. Probably this may have started, someone must have started to make something out of this, but never finished it. I don't know.
What do you think they're trying to make?
Well, this could be made into the arrowhead or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know how they could use this one if it is finished material.
Yeah.
It's bone out of a whale and or a rib from a walrus or something. I don't know, I just couldn't figure out what this one is made into.
Okay. We have surface collection 22, work piece of, I think that's, is that bone, or?
It looks like a bone.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, bone. So many things that I still don't know yet. Because when I grew up, they already have most of the tools from Tunix.
Right.
I don't know what this one here has been made into. There's two slots on each side here, too.
Yeah.
Can you figure it out, huh? What this could be?
I have no idea, really. It sort of looks like they might have used this end for, you know, for hammering small things, like pegs or something like that. But I can't figure out how it would fit to handle. Maybe, I don't know.
I never did see any tool that could be made into mallet or a hammer. The only one that I have seen are made out of some kind of a rock.
Uh-huh.
Of course, those are bigger ones.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
I don't know, I just can't make this out.
Okay.
what it is.
Well. All right. We have surface collection 20. Claw of some sort.
Of course, I never did see a bird that had a claw. I think this only could be the claw of Ugruk.
Ugruk?
But it seems like that the shape could be almost the claw of a bird. Don't you think so?
A big bird, yeah. Possibly.
But I never see that size that big from a bird.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty big bird. Would that... What? Would there be some other animal that would have a claw like that? Not bird, but... you said Ugruk?
Yeah, Ugruk.
Ugruk? What
especially
about...
Especially the front.
The front.
Yeah, that could be it.
Do bears have claws that small?
Huh?
Do bears, polar bears, have claws that small?
Yes. That could be it.
Could be a Nanook. Is that the name for the polar bear?
What's that?
What is the name for the polar bear? Nanook?
Nanook.
Nanook. Okay.
That could be. Yes. But I'm not quite sure. It could be.
Could be.
Could be Nano.
Nano.
Cuckoo.
Okay. We have surface collection 21. Shape piece of bone or wood. I don't know.
It's wood.
It's wood, okay.
I don't know. I never see something like this that still exists when I first opened my eyes. I don't know. Handles for scrapers are not shaped like this, unless some men would use them as a tool. I don't know.
Yeah. Could it be a fragment of some other tool
that was probably
broken?
Yeah. Someone must have made these, this slot here for something.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't make it out for what.
So it can maybe a part of a boat, some, you know, a rib of a boat fitting into another rib, something like that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, this is from house 8, number 182. What you tell me.
This is just a broken piece out of something.
Uh-huh.
It is a bone, all right.
Is that, what animal is that, do you know? Can you tell me?
I don't know. It might be from whale rib. I don't know. This is not ivory is just a bone.
Just a bone.
Probably out of a whale rib.
Okay. You just broken piece of something you
yeah.
can't tell really what. Okay. This is from house 8, number 52.
Is that a bone?
I think, or, I don't know. Maybe rock? I don't know.
Sounds like rock.
Yeah. Sounds like rock.
Yeah. This must have been found from the beach. It is a rock.
Uh-huh.
And somebody thought about it and probably used it as one of the beads.
Just a bead, okay. Yeah.
What I have heard from one of the old timers that if a person wants the hole in a rock,
mm-hmm.
any kind of any shape of rock.
Right.
He should put a little bit of a rock on the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
And lay it out in the open.
Uh-huh.
Just lay it out there.
It'll make a hole in it?
It will make a hole in it with the rain.
Uh-huh.
And the that little pebble in the middle moves a little when it rains and like that.
Huh.
And how many years, I don't remember the man I heard this story from, which that little pebble would work itself through that rock. If nobody touched it, just the nature do it.
For a long time.
For a long time.
Could that be soapstone?
Huh?
Could that be soapstone?
I don't know. It's not that soft.
Yeah.
If it's soapstone, you could easily scrape it.
Yeah.
With your nail.
You ever seen people wearing beads like that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't see too good at. Well, I cannot make, only it's some kind of a rock or something.
Okay. Okay, this is from house 8, number 53. A very small little point.
If it's longer,
uh-huh.
I would suggest that this would be the arrowhead.
Uh-huh.
But since it's a little too short for that, it could have been made into the point of a spearhead.
Uh-huh.
Like the one that we mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
Because it has been sharpened on both sides.
Right.
And its point.
Uh-huh. What is this made out of?
Out of slate or what?
probably.
Or of a rock of some kind.
Can you get that kind of rock around here?
I don't know. I never did really see too many of them. The only ones that I have seen when we were boys, we would dig out something out like they are, you are doing now.
Right.
We would find these slates in different shapes that has been used for Lurok, the latest knife. And some will still be intact to the handle of a knife. You would find these.
Where else could you get slate like that? If not here, where would you, what other places would you get it from?
I never heard any of that, where they have been getting these.
Okay.
At some place, I don't know where.
Okay.
This is pretty sharp.
Yeah, it's still. Okay, that's it for artifacts. We'll look at some bones. Okay, this is a whole big bag of bones. One bag of three bones, mound 37, number 10.
This part here has been cut off. It looks like. Or, I don't know. It may be part of the seal
flipper. Right.
These are almost the same thing from the seal.
Okay. These are more of those. Those are from mound 37, house number 9.
The sizes are different.
Right, different parts of the flipper.
And some of them could be from the smaller seal.
And some from the Ugra. Are these Like those bones we were talking about the other day used for that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I thought.
These could not come from caribou.
Yeah.
That's what these are from seals.
Remember you were saying this bone was used in a game. Would these other little, smaller bones be used in any sort of game? No.
Just, I don't know. Just this size here.
Just that size, okay.
See, this one here.
Has the nose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they are all from the seal, I think.
Okay.
Just these. This could come from a small deer.
Small deer.
Or something.
Okay.
This part here is narrow.
Right.
Maybe it is from a fox or a dog. They would be wider.
Wider, okay.
Okay, and quite a few teeth.
Right.
But I don't know.
Okay.
You think the teeth are colored or not?
Oh, I don't think they look colored like some of the caribou teeth I've seen.
These are sharp.
Okay.
These are kind of sharp if they are from caribou.
Yeah.
Would they be, no, they're too, these are too big.
Yeah.
For a fox.
Too big for a fox. Okay. I was wondering, it's missing this part here. Do you think that a result of butchering the animal, do you think?
Well, probably some dog may have chewed it.
Uh-huh. Have you seen many jaws cut there like that, or?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Especially the caribou.
Yeah.
We eat the head.
Uh-huh.
One of the delicious part of the animal, the head.
Uh-huh.
There's a marrow.
Oh, yeah.
Right over here.
In the caribou.
Yeah. We break that.
To get at the marrow.
Get that thing out. Well, it's good eating.
You eat the tongue, too.
Huh?
Do you eat the tongue?
Yeah, that's the best part.
How do you get at the tongue? If you wanted to, you've killed the caribou and you want to get the tongue out, how would you do that?
We cut this part here and pull the tongue out like that and just cut it out at the base.
Uh-huh, okay.
I do save mostly the heads myself, I like them.
Yeah.
The brain and the eyes and the tongue.
Yeah.
Especially the broth.
The broth, right, I was reading.
It's really juicy. real tasty.
Yeah, I was reading that you just put the head in and boil it all up.
Boil it. Boil it. I like it much better than any other broth.
Huh. That's interesting. Okay.
No.
All right, we have two pieces here from mound 37, number 21. What do those look like?
These are from the seal.
Seal, okay. Is that...
The hip.
The hip, right. What we call the femur, right. This bone?
Yeah, this
bone. The leg bone, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Are those...
The one that is... that fits in here is just a small piece, you know that.
Uh-huh.
We call that knee bone.
Knee bone, okay.
It's small.
And I think you told me the name for that before, but what I've forgotten, what is the Inupiat name for that part of the body?
If it's from the caribou, it's mechivik bone.
Right.
The bone of this here.
Okay.
And if it's the bone from the flipper part, because the other one fits into the shoulder blade.
Right, right.
This part here.
Uh-huh.
We would call that ayevach.
Right, I remember that. Okay.
Ayevach.
What is this? But this is from the leg.
Yeah, from the leg.
Same name? Or?
I don't really know.
Okay. I remember we were talking about the arm bone was used in a game. Are these used in any sort of games?
No, I never did see anything like that that they could use into.
Okay, well, while we're on that. This is from mound 37, number 86.
Yeah, that's the sort of what we're talking about.
Right, the arm bone.
Yeah.
And I found one with the hole in it. That's the hole you were talking about.
They would have a real sharp piece of wood, and we would have a lot of fun and trying to
spear it in.
Spear that while it's moving.
Right.
With that little hole.
Now, you said that we had some smaller ones that didn't have the hole the other day, remember? Now, I was wondering if the hole is bigger, does this mean that the animal is older? You don't know. Okay. I was just curious about that. Okay. We have three jaws with teeth, and these are all fairly complete. This is from mound 37, and they're all number 92.
These are from seal.
From seal, okay.
All of these are from seal.
Okay. And that's from a small seal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just about almost a full grown up seal too.
Uh-huh. But it's not from an ugu?
No.
No, too small, okay.
This one here is almost broken.
Yeah. Well, I glued that back together.
You did?
Yes. Wanted to. It fit. It was kind of neat.
Yeah, these are from the seal.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Yeah. When we were talking about parts of the caribou that are good to eat, of the skull, are there parts of the seal that are good to eat? I mean, certain, do they taste better than other parts?
Than other parts of the seal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, especially the tongue.
The tongue is good in the seal also. Yeah.
And the brain.
And the brain.
The brains of caribou, ugruk, seal, walrus, or even the whale would almost be alike in taste.
Uh-huh.
All of them are salt.
Do they use the brains for purposes other than eating, like tanning skins or things like that?
Some would do that.
Uh-huh. Because they're mainly for eating. Okay.
Some women would use also some broad tanning too. Cut it off in that and let it stay for a while and then start scraping it.
Okay. It softens it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like shampoo or something.
Right,
like that.
Right.
Some women just that using some kind of a, what do you call it, hand lotion or something like rub it into a tough, real tough, raw skin.
Uh-huh.
And soak it with that and then after they let it soak, they scrape it.
Hmm.
And it's flexible.
Flexible, okay. So you think those are from steel? These mandibles, these jaws.
Pardon?
You think they are from seal then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Caribou wouldn't be that short.
Right. Okay. We have from Mountain 37, number 85, a rather large part of the backbone, I believe. Do you know what kind of animal that's from?
That could be from Ugruk.
Ugruk, okay. Now that seems to have been cut or hit somehow.
Yeah.
Is that, why is that so? I mean, is that just, why would that be cut?
Accidentally, or the dogs may have gotten into it or what. Or they may have cut this with axe of some kind in order to make it smaller for cooking.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. See, this part has been cut off. It could have come from this part here.
Right, behind it. Below the neck, right.
Towards the neck part.
Towards the neck.
I think it's too large for a caribou.
Mm-hmm.
Way too large. It could be from Uruk.
Okay. All right, we have this little one here. This is from house 8, number 404. Two pieces of jaw with teeth. We can take this apart.
The upper jaw.
Upper jaw, right. I see now. Can you tell from what animal?
I don't know. It might be from a seal.
Uh-huh.
deep in the sea. Yeah, that could be from the seal.
Okay.
That could be from a seal.
Is there any reason why this would be broken this way, other than, say, from dogs or something like that?
Someone must have just chopped it in order to, I don't know. We had to break that the skull in order to get into the brain.
I was wondering
after it's cooked.
This looks like this would be the front part.
Yeah.
Okay, would they break the skull here or in the back of
the skull here.
The top, okay.
But in order to, if they do that, probably they may have accidentally broken this one too at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Okay. All right, this is House 8, number 512, 512. Oh, two large, heavy pieces of bone.
This could, is it too small for a walrus?
I've never seen a walrus sled.
Have you seen any lately from your digging?
This is the first one we found like that. Or we found pieces, but nothing so.
This could be from a large ugruk.
Large ugruk. Would that be from the leg or from the leg? Okay.
The leg.
This bottom part.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one here is next to the feet, the flippers.
Okay. Okay.
What do you call that? Where's the other one?
This.
Yeah, this part here.
Okay.
The ugruk part would be right there.
Right. And you would have the knee in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's.
Only this part would be different too.
Right.
But it could also come from a small walrus.
Small walrus. Okay. Okay.
Almost a baby walrus.
So
if it is from the walrus, but it could be from the big ugruk. The bull or something.
Okay, so
female.
An adult walrus that would have a much bigger leg
then.
Okay, okay. Would they use these bones for making any tools?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They would make these into a drilling material.
Okay, to hold the drill points.
Yeah.
Okay. Would they use them for anything else? Just
I don't know. But some would also make these into a tool, a peg, or the hole making.
Oh, pick.
Through for through the ice.
Going through ice. Oh, an ice pick. Okay. Sharpen it up and
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything that is hard enough. It doesn't have too many colors, but the inside of this one here.
Right, okay.
Like we mentioned, the tool that is made into the drill.
Right.
Mostly they make those out of a bone from seal bull.
Seal bull. Because it'd be big and heavy and solid.
Yeah, that'd be solid parts.
Okay. Have you...
This can be taken only from the male.
Uh-huh.
Male bone, you know that.
Right. Is there any particular reason for that, or other?
Yeah, it's harder.
It's just that it's harder.
It's harder.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see. This is from house 8, and it's number 732.
This thing here has come from Walrus flipper, I think.
Flipper. Is that, do you know what part of the flipper?
It could be either from the hand.
Uh-huh.
Or
the foot. Okay.
One of those bones. Or,
would it be?
Yeah, it would be in
the top ones.
Yeah.
Not the little ones, but these in here.
Yeah.
Okay. From Walrus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's too big for a Ugruk. It could be from a good sized Ugruk.
Okay. All right, this is house 8, 833. It's the top of a bone, and it has been cut.
I've told you about this.
Right, that's...
Yeah,
Ugruk.
Ugruk.
Isugruk. Oh, the bone that has good marrow in it. The bone.
The
right.
End.
Right.
The end of that bone.
Right, right. From the caribou.
Yeah. The whole piece, we call that an autochthon.
Right.
Something that you can use to club.
Okay.
Hold it up on this part here.
And those would be used as clubs?
Yeah.
Huh.
An autochthon. You can club anything you want to with that one.
Huh.
But this is from a caribou.
Okay, what, do you know why it's cut that way?
Yeah, in order to get into the
marrow. Okay. I was just wondering, it looks like somebody made a very neat cut. Is that?
Yeah. This can be, this could have been happened by cutting with a saw.
Uh-huh. Now, would this end be made for a tool or anything, do you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
But this hard part, they would make into knitting needle.
Uh-huh.
To knit snowshoes.
Right. Yeah. You were talking about that the other day. Right. Surface Collection 19, and it's two jaws that articulate, connect together, and most of the teeth are there.
This could come from a dog.
Okay.
the shape of these.
Right.
This part here has been broken out. Uh-huh. It's one of the old logs, I think.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, Dale, you had a question that you wanted to
answer. I have a couple questions, Roxy, about the houses. I guess the first one would be, if you're going to build a new house, what do you look for in a place where you're going to build it?
Anything that is not too low. Anywhere where it's a little higher than the level part.
So then you're trying to just to avoid the water in the
right.
Water in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We had another problem where we're digging out there. Along what looks like to be the outside of the house, we a lot of times find burned areas.
Burned area outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
How far from the house itself?
It looks like it would be right on the sod of the house. Some of it looks like maybe people just tossed out burned stuff, but in some cases it's burned right on that sod.
On the,
it looks like
on
yeah.
The house itself.
Yeah.
Could it be towards the entryway?
In some cases, yeah.
Yeah, if that is the case, why that spot is usually used for cooking. They don't cook their meals right in the house, like the travelers do somewhere else. They had a permanent cooking place where they cook their meals, like the pot, right in the entryway, which had entryway into the entryway, on mm-hmm. one side of the entryway. And there would be a hole on top, kind of built some kind of a shield around it so the smoke won't be coming down.
Ah, so the smoke will leave.
Yeah. And there, they would have some kind of ambers there, but they don't have anything there except the bare ground, or in some cases, they had some rocks also. And they burn blubber there, and probably put in some kind of kindling at first. Out of chips or something like that.
Just something to get the fire
yeah.
fire going.
Yeah. And in doing so, there would be some ashes probably left. Yeah.
Okay.
And in some cases, if the ashes are like they can do anywhere in cooking. Like whole ashes, they would take that out and dump it right outside.
You just go out to the entrance? Or?
Yeah. But in some cases, they empty these away from the house.
We have an area out in on this mound that would be just south of the entrance, where we have a pile that's grown over with sod now, but when
yeah.
we went into it, it was so deep and it's ash and stuff that's
yeah,
had oil in it.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
Yeah. And burned bone. And,
yeah.
And this
refuge there.
Yeah, yeah. So we thought they were probably just going to the, right out the entrance and just
yeah.
like we do today, I think,
yeah.
just throwing the stuff out. Do they ever burn oil and moss, or
yes, we do. especially the dry sod and moss. And after the fire is well started, they put that dry sod over the fire and then put a piece of blubber over it. And the blubber soaks
and then
into the sod and makes good fire.
Makes good hot fire?
Yeah. We even used that before we started using coal or something like that to burn in our cook stove in place of coal or wood. We used that dry sod when we had the blubber.
Mm-hmm. It works. It works real well then.
Yeah. Yeah.
When oil gets spilled on the ground, it eventually gets pretty hard, huh?
Yes. If you don't bother to clean it occasionally, it just gets kind of hard inside of the stove.
Yeah, that's. I was wondering if you just spilled oil on the ground and didn't and left it there, would it turn hard also?
It would be sticky. That's what I mentioned to Dave one time.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Especially when the blubber is in abundance. That was the time before we start using the cook stoves inside of the house. They use those entryways for cooking on one side of the entryway. And if the blubber is plentiful and no place to store it, they just take it out there in the open near that place there.
Mm-hmm.
And as the summer goes by, when the weather gets warmer, the liquid just drips down into the ground.
Into the ground.
And that's what I told you about some years later, when the fuel is getting scarce. We would look for those kind of spots. And if we found that spot, we would duck that oily sod and put it in some kind of containers and use it for cooking.
Years later, huh?
Sometimes. Yeah, years later. You still can find them, I think, in some places.
Well, I believe that's all the questions I have.
Okay. That's the end of this tape.